Welcome to the Friday, January 27th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Omaha, Nebraska. Let's start today with a sort of SCADA. Well, it's actually train service. The Northwest apparently was affected by a cyber attack in early December, December 1st in particular. According to a TSA memo that was published on NextGov, or at least the summary was published on NextGov, a cyber attack hit a rail operator in that area, and as a result, some of the signals got changed, which then led to delays on the system. Doesn't appear that it caused any permanent damage or harmed any people. Not a lot of details at this point, whether it was just some random malware or whether it was targeted. Apparently there were three IP addresses involved, but nobody is saying so far anything about what these IP addresses were, where they were located, or if there's any kind of other attribution of this incident. And well, in legal issues, mandatory data retention for ISPs is on the agenda again, at least in Hawaii. ThreatPost has an article about this, and it quotes the proposed bill as saying, any internet service provider that provides internet service to a consumer in the state shall retain consumer records for no less than 2 years. The required data for the consumer records shall include each subscriber's information and internet destination history information. So this really reads like the ISP would not only have to retain, for example, records about DHCP, which customer had what IP address over a certain time frame, but also what websites this particular customer visited, or in general, what connections this customer established if they were not HTTP connections. Really very broad, this law. Hard to tell for me whether this has any chance of actually becoming real. It doesn't really sound very well researched and written. As ThreatPost points out, there's also nothing here about how the data has to be protected or any kind of privacy concerns. For example, who has access to that data? And well, in new ways to get people to install malware, there are now reports about a fake Google Plus plugin that's being advertised. The way it is advertised is that it will make Google's video conferencing feature, the Google Plus Hangout, sound and look better if you install this particular plugin. Of course, the plugin doesn't really do much at all other than infect your system with the latest malware. And Sophos released its threat report. What they're observing is that fake AV scams appear to be remarkably down. That's actually something we have seen too, where we get less reports about fake AV and the Google poisoning and such we have seen in the past to advertise fake AV. On the other hand, what they're seeing sort of an upswing with is drive-by downloads. We certainly had our share of them sort of in our diaries where we reported about sites being infected with these widespread SQL injection exploits and then being used to redirect users to exploit kits like the famous black hole exploit kit. So this is certainly matching what we are seeing. Now, one interesting scam that I haven't had heard of in this form yet was where they're seeing some installs of not necessarily malware, but adware more or less, that then asked the user to complete the purchase by sending an SMS to a particular number, and that SMS then of course turns out to be an expensive premium SMS number, which then of course is how they are getting paid for the malware they let you use. Well, and this is it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.